B'tochen for life, shiur number 99, Tuesday, Parshas Shlach. We are differentiating between tefillah and b'tochen. Sometimes a person will daven for something, and sometimes a person feels that he's secure and he has b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will get it. And we are discussing when each approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu applies. So let's first explain something. Tefillah is obviously based on b'tochen. Because if a person doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything that he has, which is basic b'tochen, he will not feel a need to daven to Hashem. So obviously, for a person to have proper tefillah, of course he has to have what we call basic b'tochen. But what we are discussing is when a person works on his b'tochen, and he is relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him what he needs, and maybe to even give him what he wants. And as we explained, even if he doesn't deserve it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is endless, and we don't have to deserve it. All we have to do is rely on Hashem. So there we must wonder, if a person can be so secure, and he can work on his b'tochen, that he truly feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him, even though he doesn't deserve it, so why is he davening at all? And we also have to understand, if tefillah and b'tochen both work, so which one should we use, and which one is more powerful? So let's give a basic mashal. A parent-child relationship. There are certain areas that the child relies completely on the parent. For example, supper. No child doubts that he will have supper. That is an essential part of his relationship with his parent. So a child does not have to ask for supper. That would be comparable to the b'tochen concept, that he is assuming and he is relying on his parents that he's going to have supper. But if it comes to an expensive toy, for example, there the child might not rely on his parent completely, and he might think that he has to earn it, and he has to deserve it, and maybe his parents can't afford it, or whatever the reason might be, and therefore he doesn't expect it, but he will ask for it, and he'll ask his parents, please, can I have this toy? So in which scenario is there more of a chance that the child will receive what he wants? Obviously, in the case where he is relying on his parents. Because in the areas that the child relies on his parents, the parent automatically feels an obligation to fulfill his child's reliance. Because that is fulfilling his duty as a parent. So that would be comparable to the power of b'tochen. That when a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. But in certain areas in life, we don't necessarily feel that b'tochen. We didn't necessarily reach that level yet. And then we're like a child asking a parent for an expensive toy or something like that. And then we have to ask. And then we might have to earn it. Or we might beg that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give it to us for free. But again, Hashem might say no. Just like the parent might say no. So truthfully, b'tochen is a much more powerful approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can feel it. And that's why the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Bishalach that the Ribbono Shalom told Klal Yisrael not to daven by Kriyas Yamsuf, but just to have b'tochen and go on to the Yamsuf, and then the Yamsuf will split. Because the Aruch Chaim explains the power of b'tochen is much more powerful than the power of tefillah. And in order to get saved with Kriyas Yamsuf, you need the power of b'tochen. So now we have to analyze. If we are working on b'tochen, and b'tochen is so much more powerful than tefillah, where does tefillah come in at all? And this you will explain in Mitzvah Shem.